Welcome to episode 324 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on robotics and automation in space and space travel. If you'd like to catch the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
And you should visit anyways. Oh, I guess I have good timing.
Yeah, you should talk over the noises I'm making. They won't, even if I keep this part, they're not going to hear that. You don't need to hear that. We're going to Venus.
Yes.
Is
this a euphemism?
No.
I'm not as excited.
So what's in a name?
Venus.
Because the planet Venus was not always called the planet Venus.
Okay.
And for a while there, they weren't entirely certain whether or not it was one thing or two things.
Oh.
This is back in the day. Third brightest object in our sky, natural object in our sky, after the moon and sun.
Okay.
It never gets far away from the sun, from our perspective.
Right.
Because its whole orbit isn't entirely inside of our orbit.
Right.
But it does sort of sneak behind the sun from time to time.
Oh.
So from our perspective, especially before telescopes, it just disappears.
That's a weird star, man.
So they had separated it into the evening star, which trails after the setting sun, or the morning star, which comes up ahead of the morning sun.
Oh, okay.
And even had different names for them.
I see.
And like the ancient Greeks, who, according to Pliny the Elder, figured this all out in 6th century BC, still use two different names.
Okay.
They call the evening star Hesperus.
Okay.
And the morning star was Phosphorus.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, which came first? Phosphorus, the name?
I think that name came long before they named an elephant. Elephant and elements phosphorus. I want a pet elephant now just to name it Phosphorus.
All right.
The Romans did the same thing. They knew better, but they kept names. Their evening star was Vesper.
Okay.
And their morning star, Lucifer.
What?
Yeah.
I am so confused about the origins of things now.
The name Lucifer and the deity became associated with a Christian concept of the devil later.
Okay.
So Venus is a lot like us as far as it's just a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
It's covered in clouds.
Okay, yeah.
So for a while they thought, well, maybe it's raining like crazy over there.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's always got clouds. I mean, yeah.
And we got to fast forward all the way to the 1900s to start learning new things about it.
Oh, wow. That took a while.
Yeah, they were using spectroscopy to try and figure out how long its day was.
Okay.
And they couldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the rotation was so slow, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be moving at all, as far as I can tell.
Is it rotating or just stormy?
So in the 1950s, there's a lot of science fiction that assumes that Venus is covered in this really hot, steamy jungle environment.
Oh.
I've read some of the stories. They're great.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
Yeah, all right. But what fun.
In the 1960s, they started doing radar studies of the planet from our planet. We still haven't gotten into any robots here.
Right.
And they finally got an idea of how it spins.
Okay.
It has a 224.7 Earth day long year.
Wait.
224.7 Earth days for a Venusian year to finish.
Okay.
It takes 117 days for it to spin around until the sun is in the same place as it was the last time. Synodic day, as they call it.
Okay.
If you look at its rotation in comparison to distant stars, 243 days.
That's a long time.
Yes, it's very close to its year. The other little quirk about it is it's spinning in the opposite direction of every other planet except for Uranus.
You get smacked into or something? What is going on?
That is one of the theories, actually.
I'm not even a scientist.
In the 1970s, we started to get some details of the surface, still using radar, still no robots.
We're warming up to them.
There are a couple of bright spots with the creatively named Alpha and Beta.
Okay. Oh.
And then they found a sort of a mountain range they called
Delta?
Maxwell Monte.
What?
Or Maxwell Montes, naming it after James Clerk Maxwell.
Okay.
Who was important in the theory that led to radio and radar.
Oh.
Later on, there was a convention to start naming everything on Venus after women, either mythological or historical.
That's which in the makes name.
James Clerk Maxwell the only man on Venus.
Well, he really lucked out there. What's his heaven like?
In 1961, we get our first flyby.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't us.
Wait.
It was the Russians.
Of course it was. Ah, okay.
Its closest approach was going to be 1,000 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
Venera 1.
Is that the satellite?
Or... That is the name of the spacecraft, yes.
Okay.
And it, well, it didn't miss. But the sensor that let it keep pointing its antenna at the Earth overheated.
Uh-oh.
So it went, we don't know what it saw.
It's still out there, screaming to the universe.
It was beautiful, man.
Oh, that sucks.
1962, the Mariner 2. This one is ours. First successful flyby.
Hey, yes. we finally got one.
3,500 kilometers, though. We didn't even try to get as close as they did.
Mm-hmm.
We found out it has almost no magnetic field.
Oh, okay.
The atmosphere was measured at over 500 degrees Celsius. 973 Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Really warm. Venera 3, another Soviet one, is the first one to land on Venus.
Okay.
But this was not a soft landing.
Wait.
It was a deliberate crash landing into the planet. We made it.
You guys flew by. Well, screw you. We're landing.
We're going to hit the damn thing. Venera 4, 1967, is the first atmospheric probe of another planet.
Okay.
And the pressure turned out to be much higher than expected, measured between 75 and 100 atmospheres. Modern value is 92 or 93 times the pressure of sea level atmosphere. Oh. It's equivalent to about 3,000 feet under the surface of the ocean.
Okay. I'm not going to build a vacation home on Venus.
Oh,
I have
come
decided.
On.
Yeah.
Can't take the pressure.
No.
They've also discovered that its atmosphere is about 96.5% CO2.
Okay.
The rest being mostly nitrogen, with handfuls of other crap thrown in there, like the sulfuric acid cloud layer. That's fun. At those temperatures and pressures, both CO2 and nitrogen are supercritical fluids.
Which,
what does that mean? Yeah. Well, it means it's not really a gas, and it's not really a liquid either. It's something in between that is weird.
So much so they had to call it fancy names and whatnot.
Well, okay, supercritical water,
okay,
for example, will dissolve all sorts of stuff that it normally doesn't dissolve well.
Okay.
Like gold.
Oh.
And then it'll come up into cracks of the rocks and cool off and get lower pressure and drop the gold off, and that's how you get veins of gold in rock.
Okay. Yeah. So that's just like underground water under pressure?
Mm-hmm.
And... now we can spit gold everywhere.
Yes. I don't think Venus is spitting gold everywhere.
I was about to build a house. Okay.
Down at the surface, the wind's around 5 kilometers an hour, which isn't that fast, but it's really thick, like 50 times as thick and massive per unit volume as our atmosphere. It's kind of more like water currents at that speed.
Oh, okay.
More than enough to like fling around dust and sand and very small rocks.
Wow. I gotta imagine kiting would be really easy to do.
Like,
just throw the kite in the air.
And never see anyone again.
I'm coming with you.
In 1969, we had Venera 4, whose battery ran out while it was still floating down on his parachute.
Just stop using the name.
Oh, piffle. Venera 5 and 6 were crushed by unexpectedly high pressure around 60,000 feet above the surface.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this planet eats probes. 1970, first successful landing, first data sent from the surface of another planet.
Nice.
Again, the Soviet Union, because if you keep trying, you're bound to get it. Venera 7, transmitted from the surface for a whole whopping 23 minutes. 455 to 475 C.
Woo!
851 to 887 F. Not quite the 900 something the other guy saw, but, you know.
I need, like, factoids in my head about melting temperatures and whatnot.
Yeah, I think we're close to lead melting, but I don't remember. And I'd hate to say, even though I just did. 1972, Venera 8.
Okay.
They discovered that that cloud layer is about 22 miles or 35 kilometers above the surface of the planet.
Okay.
Mariner 10 in 1974. It wasn't even headed to Mars. It was on the way to Mercury. The first planetary gravity assist we've ever used, but it did take ultraviolet pictures while it was on the way by.
Okay.
And it discovered very high wind speeds, or verified them at least.
Well, yeah.
Down near the surface, they're very low.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had to look this up specifically because they're very different stories.
Yeah.
Starting about 10 kilometers above the surface, you get what they call super rotation of the atmosphere.
Oh.
It's spinning the same way that Venus is, but much faster than Venus is.
Oh.
Peaks at around 65 kilometers above, and that's going almost 600 kilometers an hour. The cloud layers will finish spinning around the planet in about 4 days, as opposed to
243. Wow! No wonder they couldn't figure out how fast it was spinning.
I don't understand these numbers. All right, 1975.
Okay.
Venera 9 entered orbit around Venus.
Ooh.
Instead of either flying by or smashing into it.
We've done it!
Its lander, separate vehicle that got dropped off, sent back the first pictures of the surface.
Yes.
Finally.
Right! Oh, wow. What number were we on? 9?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
1978. Okay. NASA sent a couple of Pioneer missions.
Okay.
Pioneer 1 and 2. It had an orbiter and launched separately a multi-probe.
Okay.
Brought along 4 different probes. 1 big, 3 small.
Right.
And they were all dropping into the atmosphere. None of them were expected to survive.
Uh-huh.
But one of them lasted for 45 minutes on the surface.
Ooh, look out.
Oh, that beats that 23-minute thing that happened.
We beat you by this much.
The orbital vehicle stayed up there until 1992.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow, I've been born by now.
Also, 1978, Venera 11 and 12.
Okay.
They had soil probes that didn't work.
Stabbed it in and then it just stayed there. Dang it.
They also discovered chlorine in the clouds, which was not expected.
Yeah, I don't even know how that works. There's chlorine in our water.
And they detected lightning.
Oh.
1982, we got Mariner 13?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 13.
Holy crap. Okay.
Sent the first color photographs of the surface.
See, we win. Go, Mariner.
No, that's Venera. I'm sorry. That was the Russians.
Dang it.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm using the screen reader and so Venera and Mariner kind of sound the same.
Oh, my heart.
Venera 14 detected possible seismic activity in the crust.
Okay.
In 1984, on the way to Halley's Comet, were Vega 1 and 2.
Okay.
And as long as they were swinging by Venus, they dropped off balloons.
Why not? Okay.
To float around in the atmosphere. And they made it about a third of the way around the planet.
Oh, cool.
In 1990, the U.S. sent the Magellan.
Mm-hmm.
This was it just sat in orbit and took detailed radar pictures. Still the best topographical map we have of the probe-eating monster. In 2006, the Venus Express reached orbit.
Oh, Express? Ooh, look out.
That was put up by the European Space Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And it was doing a lot of just look at Venus. It had an interesting side mission, though. It also looked back at the Earth to see if it could detect signs of life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
strikes me as a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can see life even when we already know it's there.
Yeah. Why haven't we done this before?
That kept going until 2014.
Oh, holy crap.
It found evidence that there may have been past oceans on poor little Venus.
Okay.
And a huge double atmospheric vortex over the South Pole. I'm really confused on this term, double vortex.
Double, yeah. It That's a big storm? I don't get it.
Akatsuki?
Okay.
From Japan.
Okay.
It launched in 2010, and they intended to park it in orbit around Venus and do some of that their science stuff, but they missed.
No. Well, that was their first try.
Well, it hung around in spinning around the sun for the next 5 years, and then they fired its maneuvering thrusters for about 20-minute burn put it in a really eccentric orbit around Venus.
There you go.
So, you know, they saved the day.
we figured it out.
It cost us billions of dollars to even try. Since then, there have been mostly flybys while things are on the way to other places. Mm-hmm. And speaking of other places, that's what we're going to do next time. See you then.
Bye.
Thank you.